guests a safe and happy holiday season. May you have peace, health, and opportunity in 2011. Merry Christmas.
St. Elizabeth Medical Center, guided by faith, committed to excellence. St. Elizabeth Medical Center.
Get interactive anytime you want.
WIBX950.com.
With live streaming of your favorite local shows. News Radio 950 WIBX.
Back here on First Look on News Radio 950 WIBX. The time is 8:31. We are joined by Congressman Michael Arcuri. Outgoing Congressman Michael Arcuri. Any regrets? Is it sad to hear someone say outgoing Congressman Michael Arcuri, or is there a little bit of relief in there?
A little of both, you know. It really is. I mean, on the one hand, obviously, I had the most incredible opportunity that, you know, I'm so honored that I was able, given an opportunity to do this. But on the other hand, you know, it's when, you know, my kids come up to me and say, "Dad, we got you back. It's wonderful." My wife hasn't stopped smiling yet. I keep telling her, "Will you stop smiling? People are going to think you're really happy about this thing."
But she has you more at home now.
Exactly. But, you know, look, I look at it this way, and I think this is why, you know, I feel sort of good about it. If I knew a year ago what I know right now, I don't think anything would have been any different, or I could have done anything different. You know, the difference is I came in on a wave. And when you come in on a wave, you have to expect it. You know, there's a good chance that you'll go in on a wave. I mean, this is a very heavy Republican district. So, you know, I mean, I held it for 4 years. We accomplished some really great things. Hey, we were able to stop the NIRI power lines. We were able to get $38 million for our sewer system here in Oneida County, you know, money for our hospitals, you know, did some really things that I'm very proud of. So I have absolutely no regrets at all. And I think that's why I feel, you know, feel okay about things, you know. And I'm sad to see, you know, I'll miss a lot of my friends, some of the people, you know, we lost some really good members of Congress in the wave. Some great people, Patrick Murphy, who was the force behind Don't Ask, Don't Tell, first Iraq War veteran. You know, we lost a lot of really good folks, but that's what's great about our system. We had a major change of government, and it moved, you know, along. You know, the transition was smooth, seamless, and that's the way it should be.
You know, I know it's been over a month and a half now, but you really do seem excited going forward about what life has in store for Mike Arcuri.
And relieved. He does. Doesn't he have a sense of relief on his face? He's
got a you have no on. Idea.
You are in a great mood this morning. Earlier on, you said this would probably be the last time you were on our program. And I just want to say you are welcome to join us in the future. Never say never. Will you run for, as you sit here today, do you think you'll ever be running for a political office again?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't see it. You know, I mean, you never say never, but I really don't see it. I mean, you know, I have some things that I would really like to do. I really am looking forward to getting back to practicing law. You know, I kept a diary every day that I was in Congress. So I'm actually thinking very seriously about writing a book. I mean, it's there. I just have to edit it. You know, I'd like to maybe do, you know, I'm kicking around, maybe doing a, you know, a radio show or something. You know, I'd like to do a few different things. I mean, I've never had an opportunity to really actually do some things. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm really, it's pretty exciting.
I hope you're not going to, you know, kick Jeff and I off.
I'm getting nervous.
Right? No, 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 no. I'm like, what is he talking about?
It would not be anything like
show.
That. No. It would not be anything like that.
So something you mentioned just a couple of moments ago as well, the money that came in for the sewer systems. You mentioned NIRI, and I guess more so with the sewer systems and especially high-speed rail. Mm. People don't like to admit, but in politics, a lot of it deals with building relationships. I hate to say this, getting in with people. Richard Hanna opposes high-speed rail. Is there any jeopardy that Central New York is bypassed or funding for high-speed rail or sewer projects because he's the new Republican in town? Maybe he isn't seeing eye-to-eye with the administration.
I don't see that. I mean, you know, the high-speed rail, and again, I say we say high-speed rail. It's really more speed rail. It's improving our rail lines. Clearly, that is a priority nationally. That's a priority among many Republicans as well. You know, I serve on the Transportation Infrastructure Committee, which Mr. Hanna will be going on as well. And you know, there is some strong, you know, sense that rail is one direction that we need to move in. So I think, you know, that will be something that, and again, some of the Republicans who are on the committee have a different view of how we do it, but they still recognize the fact that rail is very important. And I think that, you know, that's a priority. Governor-elect Cuomo has a strong sense of how important that is for New York. The president and his administration has a strong sense. So I think we'll see it moving forward. And, you know, again, the things that Mr. Hanna will add to the debate, I think, will be very beneficial, will be very helpful. He may not agree with it, but I'm sure his input will be very helpful. And, you know, that's one of the points I want to make, and I think it's very important. You know, you're not going to hear me criticizing it, you know, and I think a lot of people, they're dying for me to say this is wrong, that's wrong. That's not going to happen. You know, I have the utmost respect for President Bush, too. You never, ever hear President Bush ever criticize President Obama. You just don't hear it. And I think that is just, that shows such class on his part because, you know, he always says, I know what the job is about, and I know what the job of congressman is about. And I, you know, I may disagree with Mr. Hanna, but you won't hear me criticizing him because I know how difficult it is to do that job. And he has, you know, he'll find it very challenging. He'll find it incredibly rewarding, but also very challenging.
Any advice that you have for him?
You know, I say this all the time, just enjoy every single day of it. It is, you know, it is just the most, even the bad days, the things that happen are incredible experiences. I mean, I look back at my diary sometimes and I go, wow, I forgot about that. That was a terrible day, but boy, that was pretty fascinating. So I say enjoy every single day. You have been, you know, you've been given the greatest honor that your constituents, your friends, the people, your neighbors can possibly give you. And, you know, he'll do fine. He'll do a very good job, you know, keeping that in mind, though. We'll always, when he goes home at night, we'll always allow him to just smile and remember that why he did it and how important it is.
Now, last time he was here, he talked about what he was really interested in right now was finding a good place to eat. Can you help him with that?
Any recommendations?
I'm a Subway guy. I wish I had a nickel for every time I went to the Subway place on the hill. So that's where I, you know, I mean, I'm.
Did you find yourself to be the most frugal Democrat? Capitol Hill?
Oh, no, absolutely not. No, they're, you know, I mean, you know, our district is like, there were so many people, and that's why I was a Blue Dog. I mean, most of the Blue Dog districts, you know, people asked us why we were Blue Dogs. We were Blue Dogs, not because of who or what we are, but because really, for the most part, the districts that we represented, they're all places like upstate New York. You know, it's funny. I talked to guys from Arkansas, and their district is so much like ours. Iowa, guys in Iowa have very similar districts to ours, to upstate New York. You know, a lot of, you know, medium-sized cities surrounded by rural farmland. You know, that's a large part of what, you know, America is. And the people that represent it tend to reflect sort of their districts and tend to be that way.
What are some of your best moments in Congress? And what are some of your worst moments?
I have to tell you, one of the best moments in Congress, you know, and it's hard to sort of describe this, but I was on the Rules Committee, so I would manage debate on particular rules. So I'm managing the debate on one rule, and for some reason, and I can't remember how, all of the members came down to the floor. So they had called votes, and then we went back into debate, because normally, you know, there's only 20 people on the floor, but both sides, Congress was full, and I'm leading the debate for the Democrats, and my friend, my colleague on the other side is leading it, and it starts to get incredibly contentious, and we start to go back and forth, and, you know, I stand, you know, and everybody gets a little theatrical, you know, and I stand up, and I, you know, he said, yield, I demand that you yield, and I said, I will not yield when the, you know, the truth, when it's necessary to bring truth to the floor of Congress, I will never yield, and everybody on our side stood up and was cheering, you know, and it was just like one of those great moments, you know, and it was so much fun, and you know, those are the things that you always remember. And you know, I could lose an election, but I'll never lose, you know, those great feelings and the things that we were able to accomplish in that regard. So that clearly was from my perspective, one of the most fun things that that I got to do while I was there. And playing basketball with the president, I got to say,
isn't
too shabby either.
You didn't give him a bloody lip, but
it wasn't me, right?
Now, what about the worst moment?
I don't know. You know, it's hard. It's honestly, I'm sure there are some times that were, you know, were difficult, were very hard. There's no doubt about it. Oh, I can tell you what the worst time was. The first time we brought the NIRI resolution up, and we came so close to getting it passed, and it failed. I would say that was one of the worst because we were so close. I thought we were going to get it done, and it did, that was to stop Nyree the first time, and we weren't able to do it. That was clearly one of the that jumps right out at me as one of the times. But you know, you learned a great lesson. And all the older people, that was early on in my first term, and all of the older members kept saying, like, don't worry about it. You know, that's what it's all about. You know, you win some, you lose some, you figure out a way to regroup, you come back. And we did. We regrouped. We approached it from a couple of different perspectives, and we were eventually able to stop it. But, you know, that was, I would say, because it was the first, you know, the first real battle, and I lost it. And, you know, everyone kept saying, hey, you know, it's your first year. Don't worry about it. You know, it'll come back around, and it did. So I would say that was one.
I would have to imagine being in your position, it's got to knock the wind out of you, as you said, being so close, and at the same time, wanting to shake those who voted against it, going, do you want power lines in your backyard? Do you want these? You know, what if it was you? I'd vote for you.
I still hold a few grudges. I try not to, but I got to tell you, honestly.